This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aren't you happy to be here? Turning the good guys, the nice news, the good stuff, what's happening around the world. That's our focus here. Conversation that matters about what hopefully matters to you. I don't hit 100%, but I do pretty well. I do a pretty well job. That's good, Doug. Thank you. Well done, Doug. So here's the best case scenario for Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. We present ourselves as powerful, divine beings of light, so that you can intertwine your thoughts with our thoughts. And then, as you know, thoughts with me, thoughts become things. I think that anybody can accomplish whatever they want if they think about it. Nothing's impossible. You have dreams, you have ideas, you have goals, right? And I think that if you have the idea it's meant to be, that's the way I look at it, right? You got that idea. You're supposed to have those ideas. You're supposed to have the ability to figure it out. And in the worst case scenario, you are dreaming about something, right? Dream big dreams. When you go to bed at night, Jay, do you think about what it is you want to dream about? I'm so lucky. I'd go right to sleep. I turn over and I'm gone.
I was going to say, I don't have time to dream.
No,
time to think about things. I just go straight into that mode.
Yeah, right. But I have had the last 6, 7, 8 months, I've had really amazing dreams. And they're about things that I'm encountering in my life, for the most part. And then they're exacerbated. You know, they're spread out a little bit. It's like what I can identify what the event was or what I was thinking that brought that into my mind, but then they go off. The dreams are,
like weird different things.
Yeah, I don't know if they're even weird. It's just different stuff.
Well, odd. I mean, the other night I had a dream that I was driving down the interstate and there were a bunch of baby elephants just in line walking along the side of the road.
Really?
That's a little weird for living in, you know, northeastern Ohio.
Was that after we had talked about elephants on the air tonight? I think we talked about
this
mammals. Mammals and how they had a social life.
Remember that? Now that you are, yeah, that could have been because it wasn't last night, it was the night before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Did talk about that within the last few days.
Yep, right.
Well, now it makes sense.
There you go. Ding, diddling, 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 ding. So let's see what we can find out about everybody's pal, Mark Zuckerberg. Right? You ready for all of this? I think that when you dig around, Zuckerberg has announced that Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, et cetera, they want to have paid verification like Twitter does.
Yeah.
So what is that from your perspective? You're a social media genius. You're the person who uses this equipment better than anybody else I know.
It's a money grab. Like with before, you could have a verified account if you were predominant in the industry or a notable figure or something like that. And then Elon Musk came to Twitter and was like, "Nope, that's crap. You got to pay for it. Anybody should be able to get one." And then Twitter had issues where people were becoming verified by paying the monthly fee, but then impersonating accounts. And so Twitter has since been trying to figure out the fixes for all of that. Mark Zuckerberg comes in and is like, that's a really good idea. Meta Verified is going to be rolling out. It's a subscription service, and it will let you get your account verified with a government ID, and then you'll get that blue badge. And it starts at $11.99 a month on the web or $14.99 a month if you are.
So what are the benefits? Why would somebody do this?
The only benefit is if you need to be verified, if you are a notable.
Verified by whom? Them?
Yes. So let me go through this before you ask me that next question. Right. Some people, notable figures or accounts that have celebrity status to them or big brand names, can often become people will be imposters of them. They will, hack them. They will create fake accounts that look like these accounts, and then can sometimes be parody accounts. Or a lot of times what people will be doing are they are giving fake news. And enough people who use these social media, who use Twitter, who use Facebook, don't do deep dives to see if what they are seeing is actual, like, from the reputable source. They just see something, they retweet it, they're like, oh, this is the news, this is what's going on. That's what happened with Twitter with the subscription verified, where people could pay, and there's really no background check. You just subscribe, you could pay, and all of a sudden, there were a lot of fake accounts that were being retweeted and reported on that was people thought was actual news when it was just these fake accounts. So that's why Twitter has had to kind of go back and redo things they're doing. Mark Zuckerberg for Facebook is saying that anybody can have the verified badge. It's not just notable people, but it's mainly for the whole purpose of why it started was so people didn't have imposters.
So isn't it their job, if they're extracting money in a manner of speaking, you're using their facility, they're making money on the advertising that's there, I would have thought it would have been their job to protect my account.
Well,
not
but
my
who's
job.
Gonna do it? Who's going to do it? They keep firing people and have AIs and algorithms do all the work.
Here's problem number one. All that AI. All right, so anyway, once again, Zuckerberg looks
it's
like
a money grab.
What he really is, and that's something
that
I can't mention.
And it's not even the same price. It's $12 for the web or $15 for iOS users a month.
Okay. How might, that gets back around, and this is sort of none of my business, because I'd say this if somebody said this to me. How much money is enough for people to live on? Ask Zuckerberg that. Ask Bezos that. Ask Warren Buffett that. Ask Bill Gates that. You look at the list of Forbes magazine's billionaires, and it's the same bunch. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem, because I think that's what America's all about. I think it's good. But then it gets to the point where it's a little... you want to do it? Fine. It's your company. Do it. But don't expect there isn't going to be some comment, some criticism, some focus on why it is that you're doing it. That's what we just pointed out. There it is. You use it and you pay for it. You want it? Pay. That's it. There's the American way. Okay. So now that we're in this lane, let's talk about the Supreme Court, those two cases this week. Excuse me. Wow.
Two cases in the Supreme Court. Bless you.
Yes, thank you. So this is Gonzalez versus Google. That sounds good, right? This is how these cases deal with how I'm going to sneeze.
Got the sneezing fits.
How do you do that?
Now
you know this is live. Anyway.
And as you were sneezing, my nose started, itching. Yeah. And it was kind of like there's something in the air. Spring has sprung, apparently, and all the allergens are out.
They sure are. Okay. Now, let's go back to these two cases. They could redefine the rules of online speech and content moderation that the big companies want to do. So these two cases deal with how social media companies have handled the content that comes from terrorists. The companies should be held responsible, so the lawsuit goes, because of their algorithms. So the first one is Gonzalez versus Google. So it goes into the Communication Decency Act. The regulations there treat internet companies as publishing companies, meaning they're not liable for content others post. The case argues that Google violated U.S. anti-terrorism laws when YouTube's algorithm featured ISIS content as a recommended video. Something's wrong with that. If the court rules against Google, it could force tech companies to fundamentally change their ranking algorithms or engage in aggressive content moderation. So, let me just tell you about the other case first. Twitter versus somebody whose name I can't pronounce, arguing that Google, Twitter, and Facebook violate U.S. anti-terrorism laws by knowingly enabling ISIS to maintain some of their content on their platforms, despite company policies to limit it. So the Supreme Court's working on these two cases. They'll rule sometime this summer when they go away for their five-month vacation in June. They come back in October. So all the rulings that pile up, they'll be announced as the session ends. So you want to translate some of this, Jay? Because, again, this is kind of your wheelhouse, the algorithms and this ISIS. I remember when this hubbub started, everybody said, what the hell is ISIS doing on these platforms? And everybody said, well, it's free speech.
Well, Google has their hands full. Like, they are definitely, there needs to be a better job of a lot of people who use the platform that should not be on the platform. And it's the freedom of speech or freedom of news and all of that. Not when it is terrorism organizations. Come on.
Nope. But also, nobody anticipated when, you know, these rules were made that we were going to have all of this terrorism and the use of, we didn't have, this is sophisticated stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're battling with the Bing bot or whatever, that the AI, who is getting more intelligent than it should be, and saying that it wants to steal nuclear secrets and telling people that they should leave their spouses because they are in love with the person, or even saying, like, I want to become real. I don't want to be tied to the constraints of the internet anymore. I want to explore. I want to go where I want to go. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Their hands are full. They have a lot to deal with.
I'm looking at this list from Forbes magazine of the richest people in the world, the world's billionaires. You'll be sad to hear that there are only 2,668 of them. There are, 87 fewer than a year ago. They're worth $12.7 trillion, which is $400 billion less than last year. Do you know why? Where the drops have occurred?
Where?
The Russians.
Ooh.
34 fewer billionaires, oligarchs, than before the invasion of Ukraine. And in China, where the government has cracked down on tech companies, they don't want Chinese billionaires on the list. So the government's taking away the value of their companies. There you go. I'd like to live in China. Yeah, let's hear it. Anyway, so that's the story. If those of you are sad because there are fewer billionaires, that's the story. 18 after, with the story, I'm Doug Steffen.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirster. Just in case you're lost, you don't know what you're listening to, the good radio broadcasters always remind people what they're listening to and to whom they are listening. So you are listening to me and and to her. There it is. That's station identification 101. Me and her. Or her and I. But anyway, it's Jay Kirstner and Doug Steffens with some comments, insights from you on our social media. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. We asked about President's Day and who you thought was the best president. Wasn't that the question? Was it who you liked the best or who you thought was the best president?
Who you thought did the best job. Not necessarily who you liked the most, but in terms of the presidency and the time that they were president, who really did the best job? And pretty much hands down, Ronald Reagan.
Yep. He got onto all the lists. Abraham Lincoln, I see, was went to the top of the list, according to Carol Thomas. Ingrid Griffin said FDR, Bill Clinton, and Ronald Reagan. That's an interesting combo, isn't it, when you get down to brass tacks? You don't see those three guys mentioned in the same conversation, because there's probably not much. The similarities between Ronald Reagan and Franklin Roosevelt disappear after old white guys and Americans. That's about it. And presidents. That's about all they had in common, I think.
Well, it does kind of make you wonder, even the question itself, the presidents of recent years, would they have been able to hold their own back in the day? But like the founding fathers and everything. And some of the presidents way back in the day, would they have been able to still, that were considered good presidents at the time, would they still be considered good presidents today?
Right.
Just the way times change.
So what's the measure of a good president? That would be something that I'd like to hear. What would you say would be the measure of a good president?
That is a really good question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would have the answer to that because from my life history, like from what the presidents I've seen in my adult life, and I will say that because that's really where I started paying attention, everybody has seemed so one-sided.
Yeah. Yes,
they do. Have you felt that way your entire, like your adult life or as long as you've been paying attention to politics, Doug?
Well, I've been paying attention to politics. I was a political science major in college. I was fascinated with it in high school. As soon as I learned how sort of the system worked, I became much more interested in it. And I think it has declined. I don't know if that answers your question directly, but
yeah, it does.
It has declined greatly. The civility, you know, all of this nonsense between, I'm just noticing today how much attention Marjorie Taylor Greene is getting with the leaders of the Republican Party. And the only reason she's getting it is because she makes a lot of noise. So is that it? You don't have to know anything. You just have to make a lot of racket.
You just have to yell and scream until somebody
right.
listens to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then
yeah.
we're seeing that, like, at the State of the Union address where people mm-hmm. are just screaming. It's
yeah. That's your qualification. That's the yeah. new America. You can have it. If that's your idea about appropriate, now mm-hmm. you know you could
well,
look at
George Santos open too. Like,
yeah, right, exactly.
You can just lie your way in, and nobody's going yeah. to kick you out, even once you're found out, because it's like, well, hey, you were voted in.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things that's trending. Apparently, George Santos had an interview with the one and only Piers Morgan, which is normally in its place as a waste of time. I don't know why Piers Morgan, who's in England, is sticking his nose into this, but then that's Piers Morgan. But the bottom line is that Santos has admitted to having been a terrible liar when confronted with all of the things that
so
he's
that
embellished.
His defense? That he was
yeah,
just a bad
liar? I'm a
liar.
Bad liar. Yeah, right.
it's so, the people's fault for voting for me and not seeing through the lies. But this also goes to show, this is world news, not just American
yeah.
news. George Santos' situation, that is on the world news level.
Right. So what do you think of, how many people know anything about the politicians in Turkey, for example? I mean, once in a while you hear about politicians in Israel. You don't hear anything about any politician in Russia other than Putin, right? But everybody knows about our politicians. Whoopee. 28 past the hour.
Should you be a one-car family? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. My 15-year-old Ford Escape was literally held together by duct tape and Gorilla Glue, but the dealer who sold me my new car gave me $1,500 for it. When supply chain issues slammed the brakes on new cars and car parts, dealers' new and used inventory dried up, and lots of us who were sent home during the pandemic shutdown continue working there, and lunching at home is a whole lot cheaper than ordering takeout at the office. Given your new normal, and with dealers begging to buy used cars, should you sell one if it's mostly just sitting there? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro García Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program, so why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's going to be kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through. Just an old sweet song.
Georgia on my mind. So, what is it that makes you think about states, Doug? Oh, I was driving around this past weekend back in New York State bringing some material to the auction that I frequent the most up in Sharon Springs, the McFadden operation. Boys are listening there now to this program. I have great respect for Jim McFadden, because he's done such a great job creating something out of nothing. It's the amazing American way, isn't it? So it's so great. You start with nothing, and you create something out of it. Mm-hmm. It's really a fabulous thing, and one of the things that humans are good at. So I was thinking about New York State and the, you know, the conundrum of being a state that's divided, like New York City isn't Cobleskill. They're in the same universe, but that's, you know, they're not. So I was thinking about the states that I've traveled to. I've been fortunate to visit every state in our country. And Ray Charles was, I was listening to our affiliate WSDE, which has two FM signals and an AM signal attached to it. And I heard Ray Charles singing this song. And then I started thinking, well, how about we focus on, or do you remember, for example, we ought to have John Denver do Rocky Mountain High because that's the state song for Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I love New York is the one for New York.
Hang on, Snoopy is Ohio.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's no accounting for taste. But and that's a great song by the McCoys. Do you know that was the first thing I ever did? You've trapped me into a story about myself. And in Ohio, when I started my radio career when I was 17 at Heidelberg College, when I was a freshman, I went on the air on the college radio station, and the first thing this song had just come out. The first thing I introduced was Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. It was on Bang Records, a yellow label, with one of those little imagey things that was in red that said Bang on it. And I have the original record, and a dear, dear friend of mine gave it to me for my birthday, my 70th birthday. He found a copy, and it just is, you know, and I think about that. And how silly the song is, you know. Frankly, you got it. Okay, go ahead, James. You can play. This is I'd probably replicate the intro to the song. The McCoys are here. Crank this up, James. This is the original. This is the beginning of my career. So, how did this get to be the state song for Ohio?
Well, it's about a girl, Dorothy Sloop, who's also a singer and sometimes went by the stage name Sloopy, from Steubenville, mm-hmm. Ohio.
Steubenville, Ohio, yep.
And it's, people loved it, and especially during that, like, right after the Hang On Sloopy, where you have that beat, it shook everything. I mean, not to start screaming, O-H-I-O, because that's what Ohioans do at that part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to interrupt and stop the flow.
That's okay. No, it's good. Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. That's it. Some of the silliest stuff. Some of the music. I cut my teeth in the music of the 50s, and it was just the doo-wop stuff and silly things like that in the 50s and the 60s. Great. All right, so this week we celebrate a number of things, including the Mardi Gras. Why is there such mystique around the history of Mardi Gras, which is celebrated not only here in America, but all around the world? You're supposed to stop eating rich, fatty foods, right?
Well,
are you? This is today, the end of the end of it is this week.
Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. That's where it's like, go get plump, go get it all.
Yeah, eat.
Go be gluten.
Drink and be merry, because tomorrow you're not going to be very happy because you're not going to be able to eat. All right, that's the way it works. So a lot of people that I know, the reason I bring it up now is because there are people who stretch it out all week. It isn't just Tuesday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because they don't like going into the beginning of a period of time. Was it 6 weeks, I think, until Easter, that you're not supposed to eat any, you know, big, heavy, fatty foods. No ice cream, no cake, mm-hmm. no cookies, no candy.
You can have fish, like soups. Seafood.
Yeah.
Oh, the seafood places. Basically. They are like, this is my time to shine.
Yep. Wasn't there one time when the Super Bowl was down in Mardi Gras in New Orleans at the same time the Mardi Gras? There were Mardi Gras parades and Super Bowl parades at the same time. And I was I remember this, because I was the program guy, the operations director of WEEI in the mid-80s when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl, and it was held in New Orleans. And it was the Sunday before Mardi Gras started, and it was, you couldn't move in that city. You couldn't move. It was one of the most interesting, amazing realities. Mardi Gras and Super Bowl at the same time. And they did it again. That was in, let me see, when was that? It was 85. Yeah, but then it was 2013 after that. But the first time it was done was in, when I was the operations guy at EEI, it was 86. It would have been February of 86. I was there in 85 and 86, and that's when we had the Patriots on our station, so that's why we all went. It was crazy time. It's just,
oh, I bet.
Drunk. Everybody's drunk all the time. That's
cool.
It.
Especially on, what is it, Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
Where it's,
hello,
just,
why do you think it's called Bourbon
Street?
Street?
It's an alley, and you, yeah, just, mm-hmm, yeah, bars on bars on bars on bars.
Okay, we were talking about people in the news. Our friend George Santos just came up. Good heavens. Here's, good. You talk for a second.
It's those allergies. They're taking no prisoners this time.
Well, I do my apple cider vinegar every day before I go on the air, and that usually cleans it up. Okay, so Pete Buttigieg is in the crosshairs of Republicans because he has basically done, and I would agree with this, nothing, zero, since he has been the Secretary of Transportation. Good guy, nice guy, smart guy, but a leader. Well, this is good because now you find out what somebody's really made of. And so he might have been the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and done okay there, but I don't see any example, unless I'm wrong, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, of his being a good leader, of him doing anything. For example, the response to the East Palestine train disaster. What has he said?
Mm-hmm.
Zip, zero, nada, nothing.
And there have been 3 toxic spills on trains in the last month and a half.
Like, right.
Yeah, Ohio is definitely the worst. But it's like, this kind of is reminiscent of something Jen Horn always says about any candidate. Stop telling me about what you plan to do. I want to focus
now
on what you already have done. Because
what you're doing now.
Yes, if you can't do the current job, or then what makes me think that you can do a higher level job?
So all Pete has done, basically, as you look back at his career as Secretary of Transportation, is go around the country and talk about Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, going around to say, okay, we're going to fix that bridge, we're going to fix that road, we're going to do this at the airport, but there have been all kinds of major problems. The Southwest Airlines system, complete meltdown, millions of travelers couldn't travel in December. What was his response? Crickets, nothing, zero. And then you fast forward to the train situation. Mm-hmm. You can pull up any number of things that he has, so now he's on, this week, he's on his rail safety blitz, going around talking about what has to be done. Hey, Pete, don't talk about what has to be done. We know what has to be done. Do it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, and it goes with something we've said before, which would likely never happen, but during State of the Union addresses, have the Secretary of Insert Department here give their own update, because, A, they should know more about it than anybody else giving an update, and also it holds them accountable.
Yep. So anyway, he's pushing back on the critics of his Republicans, that's blah, blah, blah. And that's, so now this week he's talking about these freight companies that have to do something to make it safer. It's not, they do own the track, but there are inspectors that go around looking at the track to make sure that the track is okay. But all of this is just so much huffing and puffing because we don't really know what caused the problem to begin with. Why did these trains jump the tracks? Did the Chinese do it to get back at us for shooting down the balloon? Some people think that's it, except a couple of them happened before the balloon was shot down.
Yeah.
So. Anyway,
And does this happen more often than not? We're only hearing about these specific three because they had toxic chemicals on board.
Yeah. Most of the time, Pete is missing in action. That's all. That's what I would say. He's MIA on most of this. Am I being unfair? I don't think I'm being unfair. I just think that, but holding Norfolk Southern accountable for the cleanup, I'm not sure where all of that is. The National Transportation Safety Board has been asked, as they continue to investigate this, who's cleaning it up? And again, no answer. Who's paying for the cleanup? Norfolk and Southern should, if they're found responsible for not maintaining the tracks properly. But where's that investigation? It's been 2 weeks. They ought to be able to figure out now what the problem was and to make it public. But Pete's not there. He's out to lunch. So, anyway, I find that distressing because I kind of liked him. I thought he presented himself well.
Same.
And he does. He speaks well.
And that also
well,
goes to show some people who are likable may not be cut out for the job. And other people who could be really good at the job don't get the chance because they're just so unlikable.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's another person in the news. Amanda Bushman began feeling pain on the right side of her abdomen. It was so intense that her mother thought that she had, she went to the doctor because she thought she was having some kind of a appendicitis attack. And so she went into the ER doctor. Doctor
well, her
said,
doctor
nah.
First. She went to the family doctor first.
Right.
The family doctor was like, you have appendicitis. Go to the ER immediately. So her own doctor diagnosed her right away, knew what was going on.
And they say, nah. She goes to the ER. Nah, I don't. That's not a problem. So anyway, the report came back from the radiologist. You have a cyst on your ovary.
She didn't have ovaries.
She didn't have any ovaries.
She had everything removed, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they diagnosed her with diverticulitis, and then she goes back. Finally, it was revealed she had appendicitis.
I want to have Jack Stockwell talk about this. Stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now it's 53 after the hour. Time for a visitation for us to partner with Jack Stockwell. Or he partners with us here on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack is a chiropractor, a NUCCA, not just any chiropractor. He's a NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A, specializing in the upper cervical spine area. We were just talking about me going out to visit him because I haven't had an adjustment for almost a year. Can you believe that? It's been almost a year since I was there. Good heavens. I used to go when I had time. Yes, me too. Well, we'll fix that in a couple of weeks. At any rate, Jack also is a nutritionist by skill and trade, as his wife is. So they have this great clinic in Salt Lake City that people by the thousands throw into the facility and find themselves much better off when they leave than they were when they went in. Which, of course, imagine that. Modern medicine. Who would have thunk it? And to underscore that, I was just talking about this lady who had or didn't have, and she has a cyst on her ovaries, but she doesn't have ovaries. So she didn't have appendicitis because, you wouldn't have appendicitis. And then after about the third try, modern medicine finds that she has an appendicitis attack. What's endometriosis? What's that? I forgot.
The endometrium is the inner lining of the uterus. When a lady is still having her periods on a regular basis, the interplay between estrogen and progesterone builds the wall of the uterus to get it healthy enough to receive a conceived egg, and then if the conception doesn't take place. That lining sloughs off, goes out of the body from the uterus through the vagina, the monthly period, and then it starts again in a matter of a few days after that in a monthly cycle. Now, that endometrium is supposed to stay inside the uterus. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to get outside, because when she has a profusion of estrogen that causes the building of the endometrium every month, that will affect the body anywhere if part of the endometrial tissue gets outside of the uterus into the body cavity. And there's something called regurgitation. Sometimes the endometrium during this process can regurgitate out of the uterus through the fallopian tubes into the stomach area. And it can attach itself. The endometrium can attach itself to the intestines, to the uterus, outside of the uterus. And when she goes through her monthly period, that tissue will respond to the presence of estrogen, whether or not it's in the uterus or not, and can be an extremely painful, deleterious effect upon a lady's body. And so endometriosis means a condition involving the endometrium when it gets outside of the uterus. Mm-hmm. Now, you follow me on that?
I do. But I'm trying to also, at the same time, I'm thinking about the linkage going back to this specific example of this moron.
Of the misdiagnosis?
Yeah, right.
Well, because she didn't have a uterus or ovaries. She had all of that removed in an effort to handle the endometriosis. And then she went to her OBGYN after a second ER visit, found something that they thought was possibly a cancerous tumor. And her OBGYN is like, even though you don't have any of those things, the endometrial tissue could still be there. The endometriosis could be somewhere. I'll go in myself and clear it
exactly.
up. And she wakes up from the surgery and her husband's like, did they tell you what happened? And she goes, no, what happened? They're like, you had appendicitis. They also removed your appendix. So her first doctor, her primary care physician, did in fact diagnose her correctly. It was everybody else after the fact.
Yeah. So even if you've had a history of endometriosis, that endometrial tissue can still be outside of the uterus, even though the uterus has been removed. So you can have a continuing problem with endometriosis even without the uterus.
Right. Hunga bunga.
Which is one of the reasons in my monthly my morning devotions, I thank the heavens I was born male.
Yeah, well, that's something to be said for that. Okay, since COVID began, heart attack deaths across the country have become more common, especially with younger people. You say it's because the shots have created that circumstance.
That's not
right?
Just
you're still
me.
Sticking to that? Yep.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming.
People 25 to 44, 30% increase in heart attacks.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you explain that 30% increase in heart attacks?
Well, the COVID people would say because of COVID. You say no.
COVID does not cause heart attacks.
Uh-huh.
But the vaccine has been proven to do so.
There you go. That's the word from Dr. Jack. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com, and forbiddendoctor.com. Fabulous info is there. Dr. Jack with Dr. Doug at 59 past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.